Thank you. While this is loading, I also wanted to thank the co-authors of this paper, Dr. Karen Munson and Madeline Kerr, and two students, Diane Cassidy and Megan Lavelle from the School of Nursing at the University of Minnesota. And they work very closely with Sue. And Sue and I worked very closely when she worked at the health department. And as Sue talked about, we in Minnesota, we have a strong relationship between the state health department and the local public health agencies. And I have nothing to disclose to. In 2007, the Minnesota Department of Health Asthma Program convened 5 work groups to update our state asthma plan. And this was needed because we were in the process of reapplying to CDC for a grant to address asthma from a public health perspective. One of the work groups was called the Individual, Family, and Community Work Group, and that was chaired by Dr. Karen Munson, who was then a local public health agency, and I was the person that staffed it. What we hoped to include in our strategies that came from the planning process was to increase the use of evidence-based practice in asthma care and management by both providers and clients. One of the things we discovered as part of our process to develop the state plan was the importance of electronic health records, and I learned that the Omaha system could be used to disseminate best practices and also for program evaluation. We also did a gap analysis of part of this process and identified that there were no standardized pathways for asthma care. To address the identified gap, we set about developing the asthma pathways. We already had the partnership with Dr. Munson because she was chairing the committee, and we were working closely with Washington County Public Health and Environment, which was a leader in asthma care practices, including community interventions in Minnesota. They had a two-part initiative, countywide initiative. One, they had received a small grant for a home visiting project to reduce environmental asthma triggers through medical and environmental assessment and education. And then they distributed family-specific allergen-reducing common household products, such as air cleaners and plastic food containers. They also had a multifaceted community-wide approach and of activities, and this included everything from training department staff, childcare providers, school nurses, to writing articles for newspapers and developing a website. What we wanted to do was take the practices and lessons learned from Washington County Public Health and Environment and disseminate them in a standardized way throughout Minnesota. So we set about developing the individual and community level care plans using an iterative process. The first draft was based on Washington County's public health nursing experiences with home visiting and their coalition activities. These were then critiqued by certified asthma educators and a respiratory therapist that had extensive asthma home visiting experience and the staff of the community health team at Washington County Public Health. At this point, Dr. Munson took a new job at the School of Nursing, so she went from the local agency to academia, but we weren't going to let her leave asthma, and her days weren't over working with us. In collaboration with Dr. Madeline Kerr, two graduate students compared the pathways that were developed based on practice with research and also the NHLBI National Asthma Education and Prevention Program Expert Panel Report 3 guidelines. And anybody that's worked in asthma knows that these guidelines are what's followed by a lot of the clinical and public health and nursing staff. We then took the pathways back to MDH staff, the department staff, who reviewed them, along with a woman who is a pharmacist who also was the evaluator for the home intervention projects going on throughout Minnesota. And she had developed a data collection tool for the original home intervention projects that were used to develop the first pathway. Finally, we took them back to another public health nurse who was trained to conduct home visits to see if there's anything missing from practice and from research. So what we did was take best practice, compared it to research, and then brought it back to best practice. Why did we use the Omaha system? When I started staffing the committee with Dr. Munson, I had only limited knowledge of the Omaha system. When I mentioned to Karen that I was interested in finding evidence-based practice and documenting that what we do works, she said, "I have just a thing for you. We'll use the Omaha system." And she pulled up all these spreadsheets and information and started showing me what she was doing. What I discovered was that the Omaha system is widely used in Minnesota and nationwide, and it can be incorporated into any electronic health record based on the Omaha system, which met some of what we found as gaps when we were doing our plan. This is a map of the Omaha system, and it's a lot of information on it. One of my goals in working with asthma was to move asthma from a traditional medical model to a public health approach. And I came on, when I learned about the Omaha system, I became an early champion of it, but it took convincing to bring others on board. Many of the traditional providers of asthma care are physicians, and the development and content of pathways used in the Omaha system was foreign to them. They kept on saying, well, how can public health nurses use pathways? How could they provide all this care? So it was also that public health nurses were foreign to a lot of the traditional providers of asthma care in the community too. So the Omaha system is a standardized classification system that holistically and comprehensively describes health and healthcare phenomena. The researchers and practitioners who developed the Omaha system envisioned that it could be used for gathering information that could disseminate the outcomes of care. They also intended that the system could be used in computerized charting systems by multidisciplinary practitioners. This diagram depicts the Omaha system data elements and their relationship. There's three components: the problem classification scheme, intervention scheme, and the problem rating scale. This is a picture of Karen Munson, and she's holding the Minnesota Department of Health Asthma Epidemiology Report, because as we all know, data is really important to planning your programs and your interventions. And this is a website that you can go to where Karen's giving an introduction to the Omaha system. And the PowerPoint is uploaded onto the APHA website, and so are the pathways. And then I have some extra pathways with me. This is a picture of what the pathway looks like, and I know you can't read this, so I have a couple of copies. I have copies with me if you want some. And again, they were uploaded as a handout. As I said, when we were doing the process, we brought it back to the public health nurses, and we did end up revising this very recently. It was interesting to me that there are a couple of things that we missed when we first developed the pathways. One is that the public health nurse, one of them said she goes into a lot of homes with Latinos, and a lot of the families, first there's multiple families living in the homes, and they cook with chili peppers. So she said she walks into the home and it feels like she's getting sprayed with pepper gas, which can be a trigger for asthma to have all that strong pepper gas coming in. So we added strong odors and cooking odors into the pathways for something for the nurses to look for. The other thing is, in the literature, when you look at it, says that you focus on the child's bedroom to clean the air in the bedroom. And the public health nurses said most of these children don't sleep in a bedroom. They might not have a bedroom. One night they might be sleeping in what's called a bedroom. The next night they might be in their parents' room, sleeping in the double bed with the parents. And the next night they might be in the living room. So as we looked at providing products like mattress encasements, we have to do it for more than one room. So we added in sleeping areas instead of just bedrooms. When you look at the asthma care plans, the one for the individual describes the activities of the public health nurses or others who conduct health and environmental assessments and education in the homes of the people with asthma. Under the problem of respiration, there's three categories: surveillance, teaching, guidance, and counseling, and case management. This category relates to looking at their medical history, their knowledge, their status in care, and use of an asthma action plan. Care coordination relates to coordination among medical and public health providers and community resources related to the individual health. The second problem category is sanitation, and this is about the home's physical environment and its relationship to asthma. This also included talking to them about house cleaning techniques. One of the things that the public health nurses discovered is a lot of the mothers are sweeping carpet because they don't have vacuum cleaners or never have used vacuum cleaners. And of course, if you sweep carpet, you get more dust, which triggers the asthma. The third area is substance use. And this is about the smoking behavior of the parents, the patient, and the families. One of the things that we've really tried to focus on is not only patient use, but also exposure to secondhand smoke. And there's been a lot of resistance in the medical community that they don't want to be held responsible for the behavior of the parent of a child with asthma in terms of stopping secondhand smoke exposure. In terms of the community pathway, This describes the role of the local public health agency in asthma-related activities. Under respiration problem, it includes convening and facilitating local asthma coalition and its activities, and training and education in the community on asthma and asthma self-management. One of the things that Washington County Public Health did is cross-train their environmental health staff and their public health community nursing staff. So if an environmental health person was in a home and there was a child that was coughing a lot, they'd think about calling in the public health nurse to do an asthma assessment. And if the public health nurse was in the home and they saw mold or smelled mold or must in the home, they could call in their environmental health staff. The second category is communication with community resources. And this is to raise awareness of programs in the community, such as the Coaches Asthma Clipboard Program, which is an online program for coaches about asthma. And they also work closely with Project Green Fleet, which was to retrofit diesel vehicles in the community, school buses and actually county trucks is what Washington County did. The third category was healthcare supervision, and this looks at the incidence and prevalence of asthma in the community, so that's your data component. Promoting the use of current asthma managed practices among local health providers, so doing trainings on the national guidelines for them, and engaging providers in the coalition. Okay. In terms of dissemination, the pathways were disseminated electronically for use in computerized documentation systems through email lists, websites, and they're going to be included in a guidebook for local public health agencies. And these are the links for the, for the care plans, but if you type in Minnesota Omaha Users Group, you'll be able to get to the care plans. As I said, measuring outcomes was a really important part of this, and we developed problem rating scales. They're based on knowledge, behavior, and status. Scales were developed based on what we discovered from practice and also the guidelines that are in the book on the Omaha system by Karen Martin. And in terms of problem ratings for the individual, there were the pathways for respiration, sanitation, substance use, and then for community, they also followed the way the pathways were set up for respiration, communication with community resources, and healthcare supervision. One of the things that was exciting is that the way the pathways were developed that providers could use the same Omaha system outcome measures. So whether you were on your community health team, your family health nursing team, your environmental team, or your clinical team, the pathways and the knowledge rating scales could be used. And this one I know you can't read too, and I have copies of this. It's just to show you what the inter-rater reliability guide for the respiration problem looks like. So you on your left, you have knowledge, behavior, status, and across the top, you have a Likert-type scaling looking at changes that would occur over time. And this is just an example of how the problem rating scale can be used. This graph demonstrates how the Omaha system knowledge behavior status ratings can depict problem-specific outcomes for home visiting services. This is a secondary analysis of existing respiration problem data obtained from a de-identified family home visiting client data set. So you can see that there's a change over time. So what are the implications of this are that best practice pathways can be developed using an iterative process with clinical and expert reviewers, and that electronic documentation systems and standardized terminologies are useful for disseminating standards of care and evidence-based practice. And this is my contact information. Questions?